Okay, Rebby, what are you going to do on mini day?
Hey, so this horse is amazing. He can jump 35, 36 inches.
It's hard not to fall in love with miniature pony Reb as he bounds over jumps and lies down on command. Standing at just over 80 centimetres, you might think that he doesn't need much space, but you'd be wrong. Angela Smythe from Junabel Miniatures outside Keppel Sands in central Queensland bred Reb along with plenty of other miniature horses, ponies and some miniature goats as well. She says while good things come in small packages, a lot of work does as well.
Well, I guess it's the cuteness, you know, when they're little and things like that. But then I would encourage people to really, do your homework and find out how much room you need to have properly so this animal's going to be happy. Number two, we don't encourage people to have one on their own. Horses, like goats, are herd animals and they'll make your life a lot easier if they actually have two. So we encourage people to have two. So while you're off doing something else, they're going to entertain each other. But in terms of the area and stuff like that they need, obviously, depending on the area that you have, the type of grasses that you have, your animal might need supplementation. You know, they might need extra hay or something like that. So all those things have got to be considered. Your maintenance with your worming and your feed and vaccinations and things, you know, just your basic maintenance is really important. And if you can't offer that, I think you need to seriously think about probably getting another animal.
To prevent the animals that she's bred being neglected or abandoned after they're sold, Ms. Smythe has some strict rules.
Our main thing is the contract in terms of buying. We talk to people before they buy and let them know definitely that, you know, we want to make sure they've got the right area. So in our contract, we have that option to buy back the animal. When we have someone come and want to look at buying a horse, a lot of people say, I just want to buy a horse. And I go, well, what sort of horse do you want? And they go, I've no idea. And I go, well, do you want a female or a male? Are you interested in breeding? Do you want a show? Do you want tiny miniature? Do you want medium-sized miniature? Do you want young? Do you want old? There's so many things. But no, we just want that.
Do you find that people sometimes come back after they've taken their animals home and say, this is much, much more than I had anticipated?
Absolutely. Yep, that's definitely happened. We have a buyback policy when we sell our horses. So we have had horses come back because people have gone, well, gee, you know, it's not what I wanted. And that way we still get our horses back and we can, you know, rehome them again. So I think that's really important.
The RSPCA says small farm animals do seem to be gaining in popularity. Spokesperson Michael Beattie says some people can underestimate the commitment and cost that comes with a miniature animal.
They require just as much looking after and attention as the larger animals. A lot of people might think, oh, well, I'll get a miniature horse or what have you. It'll be very cute and it won't be as much work as a larger horse and, away I go. But in fact, it requires as much work and also as much expense as a larger horse. We've found in the past that you have got occasions where somebody has got a couple of acres and they say, oh, well, I'll just get a sort of grass cutting machine, i.e. a small horse or a goat or what have you, and then that might be fine when there's heaps of rain, but then when it gets dry, they've got to buy food, feet obviously need, their hooves need attention.
Does the RSPCA find that those sort of small goats, small horses, even pigs are being returned or being given to the RSPCA rather because they can't handle them anymore?
Well, that certainly does happen. We haven't had to deal, thankfully, with that many miniature horses, but certainly when it comes down to goats, you know, we get a lot of goats in every year, unfortunately, and obviously the odd pig as well. I mean, there's some people think, oh, that's a nice little piglet, and so they buy a piglet, but of course the piglet grows. I mean, people just need to be aware of what their responsibilities they are, and they also, you know, frankly, need to be aware of the expense of that particular animal as well.